This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The police commissioner reports that measures put in place to reduce the island's crime rate are working. Barvin calls for consultations ahead of planning for Bridgetown Market next year. A businessman wants consideration given to making Grand Kadumat a two-day event. The World Health Organization warns of a surge in COVID-19 infections. And at least six people have died in Florida and Georgia after Hurricane Debbie slams into Florida's coast. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Police Commissioner Richard Boyce says the police strategy to reduce Barbados's crime rate these past few weeks has been successful. Commissioner Boyce spoke to Starcom Network News following a relatively incident-free few weeks after a spate of gun violence in June.
We know exactly what we had to do in that we put an operation and a strategy in place whereby we look and see how best we can counteract and calm a situation that if not done professionally and expertly, and we were able to put that type of strategy in place, dominate certain areas, and our intervention and the way we plan it worked for us. But it's something that we know we'll have to continue to do.
He advised the public that the police would be conducting elevated security measures to ensure their safety.
Members of the public will see our officers doing certain exercises, whether it is stop and searches and any other operations that you will see happening. So we are working, again, along with our partner, that is the Barbados Defense Force, to make sure we have that present and we can preempt situations from occurring, and we will continue to do that. We will sustain our effort because we know that if we don't keep it in our gaze, fully in our gaze and on the walk, that things can get out of hand. We are prepared for every once in a while to get these both types of spike in terms of crime, that is murder or any other crime. But the main thing is to know exactly how to respond, and when we respond, bring it down, and we do our efforts also to keep it down.
Police Commissioner Richard Boyce. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Barvin, reports mixed reviews from vendors about Bridgetown Market. President Alistair Alexander says there have been some challenges, such as weather and location, and believes stakeholder consultation is needed in planning next year's event.
We speak of the festival, you know, vendors often speak about the bottom line. In respect of sales, vendors set up at the Barvin Market and along the mighty Grinderwood Highway, we are certain but have eventually done well. But we experience our own share of organizational disappointments. This government has assured us will be rectified, and we expect out of proper and in-depth consultation, much better will be done going forward.
Mr. Alexander believes that focus should be on building out existing markets in Barbados.
As far as the new location for the Bridgetown Market itself, we are for something being done for Bridgetown. It is Bridgetown Market. But we were more so about something being done for the actual market. We have actual markets in Bridgetown that we really wanted to see something done for. It was really Barvin's position, not that the Bridgetown Market could be even moved at all of the mighty Grand Highway, but it'd be extended to the markets themselves.
President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander. Chief Executive Officer of Sarand SLD Productions, David Phillips, said production of some of this year's crop over events was successful, but also reported that a shortage of resources posed some challenges for them. Mr. Phillips, who provides lighting and sound for events, told Starcom Network News he believes service providers and the National Cultural Foundation should provide training courses for more people to work in the industry.
There were like high demand for tent truss and what we call decking, staging materials and stuff. There were great demand for those, and there were actually shortages encountered for some of the events. Or you had overlapping of service providers in some of these events. So which means that, so for instance, a guy who was doing lighting, so may require tent. And then you go to the venue, you try to set up your equipment, but you stall because the tents are not in place or the truss is not in place. So that type of stuff. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to upskill our people so that more of them can get involved in the industry. The demand is outstripping the supply. and also the man vote. And this opportunity is a great opportunity for the service providers to perhaps come together along with the National Cultural Foundation and offer some more training courses, technical courses for event execution. So it's a bit of casual resources that you have during the festival time.
Chief Executive Officer of Surround SLD Productions, David Phillips. Chairman of the Barbados Revitalization Committee and businessman, Eddie Abed, believes consideration should be given to making Grand Kadumet a two-day event. While providing an assessment of the impact of this year's festival on Bridgetown retailers, he said that an additional day of festivities could offer further benefits.
Most people would like to see a two-day event. And of course, a two-day event would add more parties, more fests, more morning breakfast, more singing, more of a general happy environment. And that would play well into the retail sector because, as I said before, the more events that there are out there, the better the opportunities for the retail sector to pitch to the general public to make sales. So if we could look at another day, I think it will augur extremely well, not only for the retail sector, but for tourists coming in, for the general participation. It just gives you that sense that there's more to celebrate, that you have more time to do it.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee and businessman Eddie Abed. The World Health Organization, WHO, yesterday warned of a surge worldwide of infections linked to the coronavirus, saying they are unlikely to decline anytime soon. The WHO said that it is also concerned that more severe variants of the coronavirus may soon be on the horizon. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove of the WHO said COVID-19 is still very much with us and circulating in all countries. She said in recent months, regardless of the season, many countries have experienced surges of COVID-19, including at the Olympics, where at least 40 athletes tested positive. The WHO said that the new waves of infections have been registered in the Americas, Europe, and the Western Pacific, and that wastewater surveillance suggests that the circulation of SARS-CoV-2 is from 2 to 20 times higher than current figures suggest. The newly formed LIAT 2020 made its inaugural flight to St. Lucia yesterday, signaling the return to the skies of the intra-regional airline. The airline's previous owner, LIAT 1974 Limited, went bankrupt in January. Speaking at the launch ceremony, Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown said he was pleased to be participating in the event, considering the difficulties with LIAT 1974 4 years ago.
I believe that this is a great story of courage, of patience, and of resilience. And perhaps the message to all of us is that, notwithstanding the challenges, we should always press on with determination, with optimism, knowing that invariably there's a brighter future for those who have the courage and resilience to fight whatever obstacles are placed in their way.
Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown and LIAT 1974 Limited has been under administration since July 24, 2020, and the new entity has been formed in partnership with AirPace, a private Nigerian airline founded in 2013. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Brown said AirPace would be putting in close to $65 million, while the government is investing $20 million. And finally, Tropical Storm Debbie brought prolonged downpours and flooding throughout the day yesterday after slamming into Florida and prompting the rescue of hundreds from flooded homes. Record-setting rain from the storm killed at least 6 people in Florida and Georgia. U.S. President Joe Biden authorized emergency declarations from governors in both states, as well as South Carolina. Forecasters warned of serious flood threats to various parts of southeastern United States this week, with potentially major impacts to Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina over the next few days as Debbie lingers near the South Carolina coast. Recapping the headlines. The police commissioner reports measures put in place to reduce the island's crime rate are working. Barvin calls for consultations ahead of planning Bridgetown Market next year. A businessman wants consideration given to making Grand Kadumet a two-day event. The World Health Organization warns of a surge in COVID-19 infections, and at least 6 people have died in Florida and Georgia after Hurricane Debbie slammed into Florida's coasts. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.